All right. And that's the creature features for the week.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Nice long gab sesh about the creatures. I hope you enjoyed. I know we did. I had a great time talking about my horror movie marathon. I will never stop flexing that.
I love learning about it, and you keep flexing on me because I can just say I will never be partaking.
Next year, I'll be back.
But yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. 13 more hours.
I'm going to have crazy numbers by the end
you
of
should,
this.
You should, like, live broadcast from the...
I think so, yeah.
You'd, like, have your mic and just be like, oh, my God, guys. Ah, I'm really scared.
This is crazy. I wish you guys could see this.
Yeah, and I will report back when I've read Frankenstein.
Please do, because I'm sad. Ugh. Well, as per usual, this is the end of our show for this week. We'll be back next week, same time, 4 to 5, with a very special guest, Anya.
Yes, it's a good one.
Finch-festing it up. Mm-hmm. So tune in to hear about all our David Fincher movies. We're off to a David Fincher marathon right now.
We are. Not 13 hours, but...
No, alas. But it will be fresh in our mind nonetheless. So, as per usual, this has been The Real World. I've been Emma.
And I've been Hannah.
And this is it. Goodbye.
See ya.
Automatic acceptance to Music Quiz 2026, featuring Discorder Magazine, et cetera, et cetera. There's just so many awesome prizes to be won.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity, and I'm so grateful that we got to go, and that fans are so excited to be there, and that Fetch Records and CITR are able to put it on.
Yeah, totally.
And thank you to Redgate Art Society for being able to host the qualifiers and the finale. It's always so beautiful to just have, like, people who love music and who want to come out on a Tuesday.
Yes. No, a lot of fans mentioned that. And also something interesting to note is that in a lot of the marketing materials for Shindig, it's been dogs. It's been all about dogs. And on that note... Let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dance people had a ball, cause she Billy Bond and stepped out. Get back, Gruffy, bash Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel. Tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah, V-I-O.
Two Eddie cars calling them canine. Hey,
V-I-O.
But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
V-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, I told. Doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Cause Billy Bond has stepped out. Get back, Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
And with that song top of mind, we did have a couple questions for the artists. Kind of just like out the gate swinging, like there has been kind of some rumors that you guys let the dogs out. And I was wondering if you had any alibis for that?
Who? Us? No.
I am the dog.
No, it was definitely me.
No comment.
Redacted.
I wasn't around the doghouse. I wasn't seen there. I don't like these questions, okay?
I mean, I have a border collie at home.
I don't have to. You're not a cop.
And even if you were a cop, we don't actually have to answer any questions. We are allowed to wait until a lawyer is present. Thank you so much.
I'm anti-dog carceral state is the answer.
All right. So the first band of the night was House Guest, and they were awesome. They had honestly beautiful vocals, especially the first song that they played. Fantastic.
I was actually in awe. I was the just sheer vocal range on the two lead singers, absolutely amazing.
Totally. And also, they were just so warm. You could just tell that they loved each other so much. And that really shines through in the interview that we did with them. So we're going to put that on now. Enjoy.
I thought I heard your keys in the front door, but neither of us lives here anymore. I thought I heard your keys in the front door, but neither.
So hey, what's up, our house guest?
Hi.
Thank you. Thanks everybody for coming out on a Tuesday. This next one's about divorce. Cheers for divorce. Hands up if you've ever gotten divorced. Sick. That's what this one's about, and I'll let Beth, say the rest through the. I'm just gonna.
We got it. Figure it out.
Yeah, my name's Blue Chew.
Cool. My name is MJ.
My name is Caitlin Kavanaugh.
And I'm Elizabeth Black, and we're house guest.
Amazing. I love it. You guys had that all organized. That was beautiful. Okay, so I was looking at your guys' music, and I really, really love the lyrics from one of your recent releases. And you talk about that being sort of an remaking yourself in the image that you've chosen, and even in the face of institutional opposition. And our through line for one of our limited series that we were doing last year for Artbeat was art making under institution. And I was wondering if you could talk about what that means to you and your music.
I wrote the majority, or I guess I wrote all the lyrics to Divine. I just got sick of watching all these milquetoast middlemen sitting on the fence and being like, we care about you, but not enough to do anything. Frankly, I think it just comes from a place of real anger, if I'm being totally honest. Because, we said on stage, there's a lot of bullshit right now. Ken Sim in particular is on my mind because he's being a real son of a bit. I think it's just, when you come from a marginalized group, you don't think about it. You can't not think about it. It's always there. Even in the best of moments, it's always present. So it's just inescapable, really. So
no, absolutely. Yeah, no, I love that answer. That makes sense. Yeah, if anyone wants to add in. Amazing. We love that answer. Amazing. Awesome. Beautiful. So you guys are at Shindig. What are the other bands that you guys are excited to see particularly?
We've played with Sundress a few times, and they're an unbelievable live band. I cannot wait to see them live here because they play they're nonstop. I don't know how they have the energy, frankly, but yeah, I'm really excited to see them, and I know the rest of us are too.
Yeah, absolutely,
that's awesome.
And yeah, then, anyone that we feel might be big competition, this Shindig.
I really feel like it's anybody's game at this point. You know what I mean? There's some really strong bands this year, and the energy feels really good. So who knows?
Though I do have to say, if you've seen Sundress live, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, they're unbelievable.
I cannot wait. And then what does it mean for you guys being at Shindig? And what made you guys feel like you wanted to apply to play at Shindig and participate?
I mean, it's a bit of like a Vancouver like institution, not in a bad way. We were just talking about institutions derogatory. This is like institution complimentary. And I know, you know, so many great bands have like been through the shindig process in the past. Numb Dame last year took the title home. So, yeah, we're just really, and we're honestly just really excited to see all of the other sick local bands, some of whom we haven't had a chance to see yet. So we're really pumped. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. And then, Blue, you joined the band recently as a bassist and vocalist. How's that kind of played into your guys' dynamic and your sound?
I feel like it's great. I'm having the time of my life. I'm so glad to be here. Yeah. We're really, really lucky to have Blue in the band. They're just like a fantastic in person and also just like really like a killer bass player. Wow. So
yeah, they're just a great energy to have around. Like, we love them. They're true. Even like the pre-show, just like such a we love you, Blue. It's been great.
They play the harp as well. They are they might be the most like raw talent in this band, if we're being totally honest.
All these people are so talented.
I was just trying to manipulate you into saying that about us.
Oh, and they're hugging. Group hugging right now. Really, really cute stuff. awesome. So you just heard our interview with Houseguest after their set at Shindig Night One, and right after that was their song Divine Creation. Next, we're going to go into a little chat that we had with the second band that played at Shindig, which was Often Wrong.
Yeah, after we play the interview, we're also going to play their new song, Slipping Under, which is a part of their EP, The Figs Are Starting to Rot, which drops November 28th.
Mm-hmm. Mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars. And here is Often Wrong.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Jake.
I'm Spencer.
Beautiful. And this is Often Wrong.
Something that came up for us when we were trying to describe y'all's sound as like 90s punk revival, is that something that resonates with y'all in your approach to music, and how do you feel that you fit into that?
Yeah, I'd say like 90s emo, 90s screamo.
Yeah. Like
Pacific Northwest, yeah. Kind of indie rock scene, like Modest Mouse, Link,
Built to Spill. Big Unwound fans Unwound. In the band. Unwound. We love Unwound here.
Unwound and Slim. And then like 90s screamo.
Nice. Yeah. And how do you feel like the intersection of those genres kind of fits into Shindig and the lineup that we have this year?
Not like the most depressing merch out of everybody, just like not bright colors. But that should, you know, you get the gist and like... Yeah.
I feel like that's one of the really awesome things about Shindig is you guys bring like a bunch of different bands with a bunch of different sounds, and so like we kind of fill that whole niche, and the other bands are kind of doing their own thing, and that's like it's really awesome. It showcases all the sounds of like the Vancouver music scene.
Totally, that's awesome. And are there any bands specifically that you guys are looking forward to seeing?
Probably like, I think the bands to watch out for everybody is probably like Sundress and Chronic Fatigue and Chopping Spree.
Chopping Spree are going to be insane and difficult to beat.
I know you guys mentioned on stage that Shindig has like big roots in Vancouver. Was there anything else in particular that kind of contributed to your want to participate or apply for Shindig this year?
Well, we're playing a show with my girlfriend's dad's band in Maple Ridge. So... this like unk punk band, they're all like 60.
They toured with DOA,
but they played with like DOA, and they participated in Shindig in like 1983. Whoa. Or like 84, like one of the first ones. So then I just kind of didn't really realize how long it's been around, because you know, like there's been so many venues, like so many venues come and go and bands come and go, but like I honestly, like I can't really think of much things like Shindig and Discorder that have been around for so long and like staples, you know.
Yeah. passing moment, I grow further away from the person that I left behind. And in these nights that I try and let go,
beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, East Studio. East Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at eststudio.cafe. eastudio.cafe.
You are listening to The Artbeat on CITR 101.9 FM. This is our Shindig Night One episode, which is CITR and Fanta Records' yearly Battle of the Bands.
Yes, you just listened to our interviews with house guests, and Often Wrong. We would like to thank them so much for taking the time to speak with us and for being a part of Shindig.
Yeah, y'all were awesome.
Y'all were awesome.
How about it?
up next, we have our interview with David Lunch.
Apparently not a reference to David Lunch.
Not. It's...
We're not buying it.
Yeah. I remember it was his middle name.
Yeah, allegedly middle name David, favorite food, lunch.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about that.
But here is our interview.
Nick Alexander, one of three guitarists.
Nice. I'm Tani. I sing and play bass and help with songwriting.
Ian, I play guitar and do vocals and write songs and stuff.
Jesse, I play drums.
Joaquin, I play guitar.
Amazing. And that's David Lunch for you. We loved your guys' performance. We were talking about it when you guys were waiting for you guys to come out, and we just all thought it was awesome. Like, particularly, I really loved, you had like such amazing vocals, and it was like soft at times, and then you guys had like a full mosh pit going, which you joined also. Is that something that you guys usually do?
We just like, just like a bunch of different kind of stuff, and like to, I really admire bands who are able to write in a bunch of different styles and always sound like themselves, and that's just what we try to do.
And the kind of like jumping into the crowd thing, is that something that like just kind of comes over you in the moment, or is that an intentional thing that you kind of go and be a part of that?
Well,
it is a battle of the band, so we're trying to bring the energy. We're trying to bring the fire.
It's totally spontaneous. Tonight was spontaneous, but like we really believe in being a part of things that we contribute to. Like, it's not just putting your art in the world. You are part of that, and the crowd is part of that. And it's really a great opportunity for everyone. Great opportunity for everyone to come together.
Totally. I mean, you're at Shindig. Do you have any bands that you're specifically looking out for or excited to see perform or competitive with?
Shout out to Shinbashi Station on night two.
Also, nice, I can't wait to see Sundress.
Yeah, Sundress.
Oh, and Sundress.
Hey, we're 3 for 3 on people who have said they're excited to see Sundress. That's so cool.
Tonight was really good.
Yeah.
I'm hyped for them. And today was great.
Totally.
Great bands.
Awesome. We'll just ask you one last question before you can go see Chronic Fatigue. Mm-hmm. What does it mean for y'all to be performing at Shindig? Was there anything in particular about Shindig that made you guys want to participate? And just like, what does it mean for y'all to be here?
I mean, we just think that the Vancouver music scene is one of the coolest things that's happening anywhere right now. And we're so grateful to be a part of it and to contribute to it. And I just think that the community that is built here, like, we see so many similar faces at all these different shows. We all come out and support each other. And the underground or the DIY kind of spaces and movement is something that, like, we really believe in supporting. We all do our own kind of like organizing work in our community, so community work is really important to us. Building community is really important to us. So just being a part of this and having y'all like contribute and create an event that is like community based in that way as well, I think is so awesome. So we definitely wanted to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
Awesome. So you just heard our interview with David Lunch and one of their songs called Freaks and Fools. And they were the third performer of the night for Shindig Night One. Strong contender.
They were actually so awesome because it started off as such like a soft, like I was like, wow, like this is such a beautiful voice. It's soft. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, mosh pit.
Yeah. That they're in, by the way. I got a little worried. They had all of their like kind of strings that were attached to the, like electric guitars just like muddled around.
I was genuinely like, oh my God, like the guitar's gonna break or someone's gonna get hit with the guitar. Yeah. Luckily nothing happened. Yeah. But I was like, wow, we're in this.
Totally. No, totally.
I mean, I wasn't in it. I was off to the side. I said no thank you.
We were witnessing it. That's awesome. And then the last band was Chronic Fatigue, who we really, really liked.
I enjoyed the Chronic Fatigue performance so much.
Yeah.
It was just so high energy.
Yes.
And
I was about to say that, yeah.
It was just like, I was like, wow, this is so awesome. And like, you guys are just jumping around on stage.
Totally. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. It just feel like they also felt very like unafraid of like being very silly in the name of getting like the crowd's energy up. Like they had, I mean, like at one point he had like a dog bowl full of beer that he was like chugging.
Yeah. Well, no, he went on the floor of Redgate, right. Hands and knees, and was licking beer out of the dog bowl. And that's when I knew. I said, "Yep, this is amazing."
We got him. And you know what? Very kindly offered us some beer from the dog bowl.
Yeah.
without knowing we were press even. So.
Yeah. Just like you guys want some? And then I said, maybe later. Maybe later.
Did you get some later? I didn't see.
I did. I took a lot of photos of it though.
Okay. Yeah.
I took photos on the digital camera, my camera, the actual camera. I was getting that dog bowl.
Camera drinks from the dog bowl first.
Yep.
100%.
Camera eats first.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. Well, we're going to give you guys a little sneak peek onto Chronic Fatigue's ins and out of their performance. We did a fun little interview with them. So we'll just go right into that.
I play drums in Chronic Fatigue.
Love it. My name's Sam. I do vocals and a little bit of synth. You know what I'm saying?
I saw that.
Yeah.
My name's Sean. Mostly I play guitar.
Mostly.
I'm Dylan. I play the bass.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I saw you guys post on Instagram that if the crowd wasn't moshing, you were going to cry.
Yeah.
However, the crowd was moshing.
Yes.
So that's wonderful. I was wondering how much of your music like feeds off of the energy of live performances and crowds.
Oh, I mean, like, we talk about this all the time. Actually, we're like, we did a couple out-of-town shows recently. Like, we did Kamloops and Squamish. Mm-hmm. And, like, first time somewhere, like, a lot of times it takes a bit to get people going like that. People are, like, don't know you. They don't quite know what the vibe is. But, like, we can always tell if it's a good show. As soon, like, if halfway through the set, a lot of times people start moshing. Or, like, when we play Bus Beers especially, that really gets people going. And, like, then we're like, okay, we got them. Like, we're like, then we know we had a good show. But it is really, like, I always say it's, like, this, like, and like endless feedback loop, because we always try and bring a lot of energy, and then the crowd gets that energy, and then when they give it back to us, then we play harder, and then they go harder, and then it just like spirals out of control. Like, totally. That's like the ideal show.
Yeah, that's awesome. That kind of feels like that's what happened.
Yeah, that's lately it's been happening a lot, which is nice.
Winning streak. Okay, yeah. That rocks.
I've got to ask. It's Always Sunny playing in the background. What's the story there? Talk to me about it.
It's a really good show.
I don't know, I feel like our music kind of like embodies that show in some ways.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? How like, so?
I think it's kind of goofy, degenerate music.
It is. Yeah. It's kind of been like a recurring theme.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I mean, we're at Shindig, so are there any bands that are coming up that you guys are keeping an eye out on?
Oh.
Yeah.
We know Sundress pretty well.
Yeah.
So we're 4 for 4 on people who are excited to see Sundress. Be there next week.
This is also because like I feel like just everyone in Vancouver knows Sundress because they play all the time. Like they're the hardest working band in Vancouver.
Wow.
And also we were like super stoked when we heard that we got in. We're like, oh man, like, because we've done a couple Battle of the Bands, we haven't won one yet, so we're like, maybe this is the time. And then we saw Chopping Spree was on the bill and we're like, we're done.
Another band said that too.
We lost before it even started.
We're here for the participation trophy.
Yeah. No, we thought you guys were awesome. That was the discussion
we
that was happening
about that. Yeah,
we were
sick.
The Battle of the Bands thing is fun because it's like, I think it really forces us to play really well, but it also, it just like, it's a much different crowd. It exposes us to a lot of different people, and it's, you always get a really cool mixed bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a lot of bands that we wouldn't have thought, like House Guests are so different from us, we wouldn't have thought to play with them, but it was like kind of cool to have it, like, they started out a lot more chill than what we do, but I think it kind of made the night kind of flow.
Come on, keep it going, y'all. You guys know it's Tuesday, right? I need some audience participation. When I go like this, can we get a boo? Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And then when we go like this, let's get a yahoo! You know what I'm saying? This song is about inflation. Whoa! This song is about poor people facing degradation. Whoa! This song's about the state of this nation. This song's about drinking. On the public transportation. Follow us on the Instagrams. Sure. Buy our merch.
It's Nardwuar to Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
Virus took on many shapes, the bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
We'll be right back.
nothing's gonna stop me now. Make a promise and keep a vow. Say keep a vow, huh? Come on.
Awesome. That was Serenity by Chronic Fatigue, the last band of the night in Shindig Night One.
Yeah, Shindig Night One was a hit. It was a success. I had so much fun. Thank you again to Fanta Records, CITR, Redgate, and all of the sponsors for Shindig for putting it together.
We love it. We love it. And we're excited for next week, too.
I'm really excited for next week.
November 18th. Yeah. It's going to be a big week. Big day.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and read off these names.
So we've got Shimbasi Station.
We got Sundress.
Chopping Spree.
And Ivy Holivana.
Like, that's crazy. And also, if you guys heard all of those interviews before, multiple of the bands were saying that the people they were looking out for are there next week. Like, Sundress came up in all four interviews.
All four. Chopping Spree came up,
I think, twice.
Everyone's talking
about it.
And don't you want to know what they're talking about? You should come.
I do.
To Redgate, 8 p.m. November 18th to hear what the people are saying and to experience it live.
Seriously, check it out for yourself. And as a little sign off and a little throwback to last year's Shindig, we are going to play you the winner's song. Num Dame was the winner, and the song is 8 Hours on the Floor. So we hope that you enjoy that, and thanks so much for listening to Artbeat.
Thank you.
It's so easy. murdered by weak men.
This is Bron Halpin, a.k.a.
Bron Sense,
from Toronto, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I had a dream the night before the fire that I killed someone. A sign of bad luck or just a reminder that we all have a hand in destruction. In the middle of the night, lights flashed up against a gray wall of smoke. I asked myself what I could have done different, but was just thankful to some God I awoke. So thankful. Nancy from the second floor died on her bed with an open door. She tried to get out but must have turned around. Couldn't fight that light anymore. Last time I saw her, we were climbing the stairs and we talked about the change in weather. She had arthritis and I asked how she'd been feeling. She replied, I've been feeling much better, and thank you for asking, thank you for asking. Thank you.
Wait a minute, hold on. I see you're not impressed by the trappings of this world, but is there anything that moves you?
You silly boy.
This is Amy Lawless from Clitorati. When I'm in Vancouver, I only listen to CITR 101.9 FM, also known as Clitorati Radio.
It's not like I didn't want it at all. It's not like I